24 is an adopted resolution directing the Director of Department Administrative Services to provide an annual countywide report of funded by vacant positions. This is informational, unless otherwise directed.
Go ahead.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Supervisors. I'm Daniel Orla from DAS Fiscal. What you have before you is the, introduce yourself to you.
CJ Paul, Assistant Fiscal and Budget Administrator.
Thank you. What you have before you here is our fifth annual vacancy and turnover report. Once again, this only includes full-time positions, and as a result here, there's 549.9 full-time equivalent vacant positions as of May 3rd of this year. That's approximately 11.4% of the entire workforce in the county. It's also significantly less than last year. Remember last year, at the start of the year, there was a large number of retirements, so that accounted for the large increase last year. It dropped down a little bit to this year. And overall, this is consistent with our five-year average of approximately 557 FTEs, the average, and once again, we're at 549 this year, so it's right about on target. We're getting close, we're kind of honing in on the target now. It's roughly around 10% the last 4 or 5 years where we've been. Let's see, this year's adopted budget had a VNT figure, vacancy and turnover figure, of 244.7 FTEs, or about 5% of salary. So our actual figure we were at was a bit higher than that. See, overall, about 17% of the positions that are vacant, departments indicated they're being held for budget management purposes, either to meet that VNT figure or just for general budget management. 63% of the vacant positions were in the process of hiring, which means either on continuous recruitment, in the process of hiring, or they were recently filled. And another 7% are planned to be filled later in the year. Looking at a couple specific departments, in the VHD, 75 of the 100 vacant positions are in the process of hiring, and 32 of the 100 are offset by hourly positions. In the sheriff, 32 of the 129 are, are vacant right now for budget management purposes, and then 72 of the 129 are in progress of hiring. And those two departments are our two largest in terms of vacant positions. So at this point, I'll open the floor for any questions.
Supervisor Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I don't have a question. I want to make a comment. I appreciate the reasons why these positions are vacant, or that there's a process that there are attempts now to hire people to fill them. I appreciate that. That gives us a sense that we know what's going on in these various departments. I like that. Thank you.
Supervisor Schmidt.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I just want to follow up from some comments I made before about looking at the budget, and I guess I will ask staff to help us as usual here. You know, when so much of what we get is based upon full-time employees, obviously, and this is a great report. You know, 10% doesn't sound so bad, but it depends department. You got to look department by department, which I certainly will when the budget comes. Will we have a chance, for example, the budgets are being now by departments. I understand they have to get some flexibility. We understand that to balance their budgets. Okay, so you work this maybe 10% in here. Okay, there's always ways to hide things. Okay, and it's the way it is. So if this significantly changes, if there's a bunch of hires, do we get, you know, because the budget's done now, we get these numbers, will we get the exact figures and what we're looking at and possibility or, you know, as good as figure as we can get when we look at full-time positions is one of the first things we look at when we look at a department's budget. So my question is, will you make the changes or when we actually look at departments and the specific days we look at departments when we come to the budget, will we have a number that we can really rely on? That's my question. Thank you.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisors, definitely one of the reviews that we do during our budget process is looking at vacant positions, looking at positions in general, and making sure that departments are basically right-sized and have what they need. Things obviously change, but they also have VNT, which they use just to sort of, you do have a natural vacancy and turnover that we allow departments to work.
And if I follow up, please, and you know, that's my point. There's two points to this. And the second point you just made is I think all of us are interested in making sure our departments are sufficiently. There is enough people. We talked about some things today. We need people here. We always have a shortage of nurses. You know, we got to know what that is because then we'll try to budget for that. But what's frustrating is, I'm sorry to bring it up again, what's frustrating is we get these, you know, sob stories, okay, some are more real than others with departments. We say, okay, we'll make sure we budget appropriately, and then, but they're not willing because they might go over their budget to hire people. Then they come in after the budget, then we go in contingency, okay, or then we have to make, you know, because, oh, we got to hire people at higher rates now and come in. So, you know, I've experienced this enough, and I do try to understand because changes have to be made, and we go through these things every month. But you've told me, and you're doing your job, and we need to get good numbers exactly, how many full-time positions, and maybe when you talk to departments, you haven't done that completely yet, I hope there's still time, is that, yeah, you know, I think the county board has more than a history of trying to give our departments the personnel they need to get the job done. You know, we constantly talk about we're asking more for less. Let's get the right people in there. Let's pay them what we have to pay them. Get it in the budget. You know, don't ask us to do it after the budget. Get it in the budget. So I hope departments are listening to it because, you know, we need to do our jobs together. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions or comments? If not, we have one person from the public who wanted to speak to this. Penny Secor from AFSCME speaking in favor. This is an informational item, so we aren't doing anything unless...
Chairman, supervisors, I'm speaking in favor of something for once. I think this is great. And I'll tell you why. It's because we had a lot of trouble when we went through the layoff of Mika Miles and finding out exactly where the vacancies were and how they are. But there is one thing that this report doesn't do, and Milwaukee County spends a lot of money on these outside hiring agencies for all of these workers to come in, you know, from whatever staffing company. And when we were doing our layoff recall, we found that we hit a lot of these employees. And I don't know if they are included in this report as a vacant funded position or because a temp person is in there from a staffing, is it not considered vacant, but it's still funded and we're spending more money through the agencies? That would be the only question that I have about this report. Thank you.
Thanks. Any questions of the If not, nobody has a motion, then we will accept this report. Before we go to item 26, we have item 14 to deal with.
Sorry, Mr. Chair, we just got to have an answer to that, whether the report includes the
just full-time.
This category of, you know, contract or temporary employees.
Mr. Chair, Supervisors. The question regarding Miles and Mika. The report.
Yeah, that's okay.
I'm trying to restate the question. In relation to the Miles and Mika placements, they discovered that there were a number of people who were here as temporary employees or kind of through an agency. And the question was whether or not these vacancies would reflect positions that may have temporary people in them, or are there additional vacancies that are not filled with a permanent employee, but in fact have a temporary person that are in addition to this?
There definitely could be departments with temporary employees. Whether we did not look at that, whether or not a position that's currently vacant has a temporary appointment on hand right now, or I should say temporary staff from an employment agency. So I cannot speak to that because we did not look at that.
Mr. Chairman, Supervisor, we did poll the HR managers that are out in the field to inquire whether tips were used as some of the positions that the Mika Miles folks were charged in, or whether they were actually in those positions. We found there are no tips in actual county positions. We did find a couple of tips that were performing clerical type duties. We'll work to rectify that. And there are other tips within various departments generally working on projects, although that's a matter that we're reviewing internally as well.
For those of us who are new, could someone just tell us what the Mika Miles is? I suppose we're supposed to know, but I don't.
I never get it right. Mika is MECA, it stands for Milwaukee Early Care Administration, and Miles is Milwaukee Enrollment Services. Food care, child care, pieces of the county that were overtaken by the state.
I've heard it a few times and wasn't sure. Maybe everybody else knew, but I didn't know. So, okay. That concludes 24. We'll go back to item 14.